From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. We are expecting to hear shortly from President Obama on his reaction to developments out of Egypt, where President Hosni Mubarak announced he had resigned. It is a dramatic scene in Tahrir Square, which erupted in cheers on news today that Mubarak was stepping down. It's what the throngs of anti-government protesters were expecting to hear last night, but instead were baffled and outraged that Mubarak didn't seem to want to give up power. It was quite a different story and scene today in Cairo. And NPR Soraya Sarhadi Nelson is on the scene.
The square is packed with people as it's been, but you also hear cars honking. They've removed the barricades, and so people are sort of coming in to the square and going out of the square, waving flags, a lot of them with little children on their shoulders, just shouting. It's been like one giant roar since the announcement was made some hours ago that President Mubarak would be stepping down. And it's just an incredible release that you can just feel. It's just palpable from the sound of the people, from cars honking, and firecrackers are going off, fireworks are going off. It's like New Year's Eve in Times Square times 10.
NPR Soraya Sarhadi Nelson. The question many are asking is, what happens in the days and weeks ahead? Rashid Khalidi, a professor of modern Arab studies at Columbia University, says the role of the military will be critical in the establishment of democracy in Egypt.
The military has to both ensure order in a certain sense, but at the same time not act in an overbearing fashion. And that would be absolutely crucial.
Egypt's military says it will not act as a substitute for a legitimate government. On state-run TV today, a spokesman for the country's Supreme Military Council said the armed forces would later share more details on measures aimed at giving the Egyptian people what they want. Well, with many uncertain about the next step in a post-Mubarak Egypt, Nobel laureate Mohamed Al-Baradei tells NPR that today's development is still a major step in the right direction for the country.
Every Egyptian is a different Egyptian today. We have finally hope to catch up with the rest of the world to tell our country where it deserves to be, a democracy and based on social justice.
And reactions are coming quickly across the Middle East to the historic events in Egypt. A generation of Arabs has followed every moment of this uprising. Text messages of congratulations filling the air in Saudi Arabia and other parts of the Arab world. And again, recapping our top story, in Egypt, President Hosni Mubarak said he had resigned. He was stepping down. The announcement delivered by Vice President Omar Suleiman. And within moments, we are expecting to hear reaction from President Obama. This is NPR. The wait goes on for WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange. A judge in Britain today wrapped up Assange's extradition hearing. NPR's David Green says the judge will be back with a decision in 2 weeks on whether the head of WikiLeaks should be handed over to Swedish authorities.
Whatever the judge decides, appeals are likely in Assange's extradition case. Swedish officials want to ask the 39-year-old about allegations from two women who say Assange had improper sexual relations with them in Stockholm. Assange's lawyers argued a trial in Sweden might be unfair since Swedish law allows some rape trials to be conducted in secret. The attorneys also accused Sweden's prime minister of making the atmosphere toxic by portraying Assange as an enemy. Prime Minister Fredrik Reinfeldt has responded to criticism of his legal system lodged by Assange's lawyers. There's no public record of him calling the WikiLeaks founder an enemy. Assange's lawyers did also argue a trip to Sweden would put their client at risk of being extradited to the U.S., where they say political figures have suggested executing whoever was responsible for leaking diplomatic cables to Assange's website. David Green, NPR News, London.
The U.S. trade deficit is widening. The Commerce Department said today the gap increased nearly 6% to $40.6 billion in December. Analysts say it grew because the 2.6% gain in imports outpaced exports, which saw an increase of under 2%, more like 1.8%. The deficit in December capped a year in which the U.S. trade gap widened by the largest amount in 10 years. Here's the latest from Wall Street. The Dow is up 47 points at 12,276. The NASDAQ gaining 17, up more than 0.5% at 2808. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.